Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's 2 o'clock. And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Hey, man, I've made it through the week with Abe Gordon. You know, I've had to look inside myself, and maybe I misjudged Abe. Yes. Is he loud? Certainly. Abrasive? Yeah. Full of strong, hot takes? Of course, that's what you do when you're a sports talk radio. But you know what? Getting to know Abe this week, he's an okay guy, and he's all right in my book. It is Dukes and Bell. We start every hour of the show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
Day-Day is in charge, all dressed in orange. Looking like he's from Holland or something. We got Dominic over here pressing the buttons, and you know where you are. Great day for Ronald Acuna up in Gwinnett yesterday. Got it cooking with him. I mean, eventually
offensively.
Well, are you worried real quick off the jump?
No.
I mean, is he going to be like peg leg Acuna now?
No. I think you take a couple of days and get back used to it. And look, he hadn't seen a ball come off the bat at that speed, stuff like that. I'm talking about when he's in the field. He'll get used to it. I'm not worried, but it's also just a reason why, hey, this is why we didn't call him up after one game in the complex league to start in right field. Give him a couple times. He'll be fine.
Because I'm asking that on our show promo. Is Ronald going to be the same dude in right field? Because, you know, he was, you know, when he started his career, he's your center fielder. And then obviously as the injuries mounted and everything else changes, of course, the emergence of Michael Harris, et cetera, now he's a corner outfielder, which is fine because he's a leadoff hitter. But the base-stealing things, the things that made him, you know, a historical figure – you know, that nobody outside of Atlanta ever seemed to give credit to. It's almost like you had to, like, you know, pull the MVP out of some of the baseball writers that year.
Well, look, I don't think he's going to go out there, no offense, look like Marcell Ozuna. No, like he's going to be a very good, probably above average fielder. Is he necessarily the entirety of what he was before both of these injuries? Potentially not, but I'm also not writing that off either. Like, I'm not just like, well, he's injured, he'll never be the same. Like, is there a world where that's possible and he's a little step back? Yeah, there's a world, but I think there's also potential that he does get back to being that guy.
Well, that's the debate we had about Strider. Is Strider going to be a 100-mile-an-hour guy? Maybe not. You know, that might not be, you know, that's why he's going to have to develop that third pitch, maybe a fourth pitch.
And he's working there, yeah. Right. He's working his way there. I'm not worried about Strider either. I think over the last year he's become a lot more knowledgeable about becoming a pitcher, not a thrower. And if you know the difference, the difference. I think Ronald's going to be just fine, too. And look, if the biggest concern is a slight step back defending the angles of right field, we need him in the lineup doing what he does in the lineup and on the bases. And I don't think it's going to be affecting there.
Hey, got a big show for you today. Our usual visit with Bryant McFadden gets pushed back. He's doing some CBS stuff. So 3 o'clock, we'll talk some NFL. I'll ask BMAC, when you were a pro, did you ever even look at the schedule? Did you care? Were there days you're like, ooh, okay. Or is it just like, hey, man, I go where I'm told. We'll find out from BMAC at 3. Also coming up, Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. Who is going to be our next grand poobah and head dishwasher of basketball? Because we don't really know. Yesterday we found out we were kicking the tires on the Raptors president. and Ogieri. And I'm not sure where that goes. We'll ask Steve, I mean, as forthcoming as Steve can be about this sort of thing. And also talk about the schedule. Because one of the things you and I kind of got into yesterday was, you know, this Falcons schedule ain't easy, man. And, I mean, no blank Sherlock. When you got four playoff caliber teams coming to your house, you got to go on the road to a couple playoff caliber teams. I mean, and there's always a team rising that you're not maybe anticipating. But this is, you know, 7.5 is the over-under for the Falcons victories. And we're going to jump into that because, you know, we may be hard-pressed to get to 10. And 10 was my number last year. We were a lock. I had the over. You realize I had the over-under for 9. And it was like money in the bank. Yeah. You understand this, right? Yeah. I came back Halloween weekend from Tampa, right? With a scratch on my shin, I jumped off a boat. I landed on an anchor. Oh, that was a tetanus shot. That was bad. But that was where I did the call, and they had to dump the whole thing. I was like, "Hey, everybody!" Yeah. So, anyway, but it was the worst part was Cousins. The next week was New Orleans, and then the wheels came off.
Yep.
But after that game, if I had told you we weren't going to get to 9 wins, you'd have said no way.
Yeah, of course. And why wouldn't you? And here's the thing, and you know this, Mike. You've been and you gamble a little bit here and there with the futures. Vegas is not irresponsible with these numbers. They might be wrong every once in a while, and a team surprises them, as teams are able to do. They surprise us sometimes. They're not irresponsible with the number, though. And so they're not going to put it at some place where they can't find a way to win on both sides of that coin. So you may be upset by it. You may say no way. At the end of the day, though, the number's normally pretty close.
Yeah, and we said this yesterday for guys who don't really grab the cuts. Not everybody gambles, you know. We love to have a little fun with it. As we said, I think, you know, I've at least found a way as I've gotten older to compartmentalize it. Some guys can, some guys can't. But some guys, of course, go, gambling, evil, That's why we can't get a brick-and-mortar casino, let alone sports gambling on a phone here in Georgia. But as far as Vegas, when you're not as big a brand, you're not going to get as much money. I mean, so if this was, you know, if you set the over-under for the Cowboys at 7.5, there's a lot of dudes who go, oh, Cowboys, wah! They'll go in, and all of a sudden, next, you know, that number moves up to 8, 8.5. Because with the Falcons, we just don't generate that kind of national juice. So that's why we're at 7.5. And they look at the schedule. They don't know. No one follows. That's like when you read an article. Who were we talking about yesterday wrote an article about the Falcons and Cousins?
Oh, Graziano?
Yeah.
I'll get to him. Don't worry about that.
And we said this earlier. Guys, we know this team. We cover it. We talk to people every day about it. We know the guys in the building. And so we know it. And with all due respect, I mean, syndicated hosts are good at talking in broad strokes about a little bit of everything, and that's great. But, you know, they don't know the Falcons like we know the Falcons.
Yeah.
Just like I wouldn't presume to go on in Seattle and lecture them about the Seahawks, you know? I don't know the inner workings. We do. So they don't know that we anticipate our defense taking a really big leap this year. They just know we're a Falcons team which invested a risky pick in one guy, and we don't get after the quarterback. And they've got a quarterback in Michael Penix that we don't really know what he is yet. We've got high hopes for him. So, yeah, you could also say we're too close to it in the same sentence. But that's why a lot of folks nationally, especially this Kirk Cousins stuff, why is he still on the roster? Because we eat it. We're going to eat money. We're looking for a slim to none margin here that maybe, just maybe, somebody will need a quarterback between now and the start of the season.
And the problem I have with so many of these national dorks with all their takes is the idea that they think he shouldn't be here. So now they're writing an article based on that bias. And that doesn't make sense. And Graziano calls the Falcons stubborn. And maybe he wants to feel that way because he doesn't think Cousins should be here. That's fine. I feel like they haven't seen value yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with them holding on to Kirk Cousins until they see the value. It's not a situation where we're all just blindly saying there's nothing that could come around that would make them move him. No, they're looking for the right moment. I'm perfectly fine with being patient here.
But, I mean, it's a couple of things. I mean, if you took him and you just cut him before June 1st, the dead cap hit is $65
million. Where's the value?
Correct. If he's released post-June 1, it's what Carl has been banging the drum on since back in January. If you release him post-June 1st, the dead cap hit is then $40 million in 25 and $25 million in 2026. What we're looking for here is, again, first off, that's self-explanatory. Secondly is the idea that, as I said, yes, is it awkward to have him in there as you're turning the keys to Penix? Yes. But I think half that room, or maybe three-quarters of players, they don't give a crap. We as fans go, well, that's some BS. You basically lied about your status. Then you lied again about it in January. That would piss me off if I was a teammate. But most guys, I think they're focused on their own stuff, and they just say, hey, like Manny being Manny, that's Kirk being Kirk, whatever.
I think you're right. I think we feel it's awkward, and we're projecting that people in Flowery Branch will also feel that it's awkward. And I've said from the very start, Mike, I don't think that they feel that weird about it. I think a lot of people, whether we want to believe it as fans or talkers, whatever, I think the players, for the most part, understood why Cousins did what he did at every step of the way. They may not like how he handled it. They may not necessarily have done it that way themselves or even agreed with it. But I think there's an understanding of why he's like, I'm fine, I can play. I think there's an understanding later on of why he said, I was hurt, here's what happened. I think there, along the line, every single time we had to bring up and talk about Cousins being here, I think the players understand why he did what he did, and I just don't think it's as big an issue in the clubhouse, in the locker room,
right,
as many fans seem to think it is.
Now, the article that I quoted, this is about a month and a half ago, and I had some guys coming at me, and Carl was laughing, because the dude's killing Bell. It was a Bill Barnwell article that I was talking about on the radio that Barnwell said, look, you're not going to get anything, you know, for Cousins. I mean, if you feel no one's going to trade you anything other than maybe a sixth rounder or seventh rounder tops, and you'd be paying for that. I mean, you'd basically be eating, you know, 75% probably at best of that salary. And maybe if you're lucky, you get a sixth round pick in a trade or something.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Just on the standards that no one's desperate now does not mean that no one will ever be desperate.
Right. But still, knowing that you're doing the Falcons a favor, any extra dollar you add, you don't have to do anything, because there's still the feeling out there that we will maybe despite what we just talked about,
yeah,
you know, the beginning of camp, cut him because you're not going to want to have him around. They've always maintained, if you want to say this is a poker game, and Terry has simply been throwing it out there, and we're right, like, come on, they're not going to have Kirk Cousins there. They're going to go get some mediocre backup, and then let's let Penix cook. But either way, they're still trying to create that sense of, and again, general managers, I would think, would know a fugazi when they see one, but the idea is, if the Steelers can't get Aaron Rodgers in, or Aaron Rodgers pulls an end around and goes to Minnesota, and somebody's looking for a quarterback, then maybe, just maybe, we could get something more than a six-rounder.
Yeah, look, at some point down the road, if it comes
That's
out...
That's for 2026, of course, guys. The draft is coming. Go
yeah, on. If at some point it comes out that Terry was trying to fleece other teams, I can get upset about it at that time. I don't think that's what the situation is right now. I think he's trying to find some fair value for a quarterback that, and here's the other thing, Mike, like, I don't understand why everyone here is trashing Kirk Cousins' ability. If you're going along with the idea that he was hurt, do you think he's a quality quarterback still? Because I do.
Well, yeah. The problem was last year. That Raiders game. If you watch that Raiders game, you wouldn't sign him for nothing.
No. But he was hurt then. I'm saying if he's healthy now, the way he was those first 9 weeks,
he was a player of the week twice in the NFC, offensive player of the week. But is he now fully? Is it 100%? Because it really does take a year and a half to come off an Achilles injury.
Right.
Some people would say that. And then there's the fact that this guy just doesn't win. He's not clutch. Some of that is also the other side of the ball. Minnesota Vikings didn't play great defense the year they lost to the Giants. But he's always got that, you know, that sort of moniker is he's a guy that's going to be a great regular season QB. He's never going to bring home the bacon. But if you're in dire need of a quarterback, that doesn't matter. You just got to go get the guy and go to work. But I do believe somebody will need a quarterback at some point. But what are they going to be willing to give you? And by the way, if it's a team that doesn't have Super Bowl aspirations, if it's a team that's not a quarterback away and they're still looking to find their guy, I mean, there's so many variables in the equation. Who's going to bank on Kirk Cousins and give him a multi-year deal?
There are 10 teams I can think of off the top of my head. Now, I don't know financially what it would take, but that if their quarterback goes down, they're not turning the ball over to their backup long-term. And there's at least 10 of these teams.
Give me a who. Go.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bengals.
Okay, that's one.
The Rams. They're going to go with Jimmy G?
Well,
the 49ers.
Yeah, they don't have anybody.
I mean, I can keep going. There's a number of these teams that are in these situations.
Keep going. You got three. You said 10.
Let me pull up the dang holy.
See, always, here's a great lesson.
Is Jacksonville?
Hold on. I'll go to the PGA leaderboard here while you recalibrate. Always undersell and overperform.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.